Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs sell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Conversational Funnels, the new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of the old traditional methods everyone hates. We use this method to book 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Lilan Bento. Lilan is a seasoned expert in Hawaii's laws and regulations with a background in the governor's office and now the principal broker of Hawaii Development Group, where her dedication to client satisfaction and her deep love for her Hawaiian heritage embody the true spirit of aloha. She is going to share a BizHub about that time when the FBI contacted her. So, Lilan, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Aloha. Hi. Okay, well, go ahead and talk about this fun and crazy story. I had a listing, an estate listing in a gated community here on the Big Island, and this gated community had 24-hour security at the security gate entrance. And when I first listed the property, I thought, and anyone that sells real estate in that subdivision knows those security guards take their job a little too seriously. And so they honestly, one day I said, "Hey guys, you are not guarding the White House. I mean, can you just let, the showing in, right? Because they want all these details." So I had gotten a call as I was listing the property, and they said, "There's this couple, Lilan, at the gate." And I thought, okay. And at the time, my owner of that property lived in Panama. He was an American living in Panama. And this couple was trying to state that they own the property and that they had bought it from me on an iPad at an open house. They purchased the property and that I'm refusing to give them the keys and let them in. So this happened a couple of times. And I said, that's absolutely not the owner. Security also had already met, the owner. They know the owners in this small gated, subdivision, and turned them away a couple of times. This happened, went on for about a week. And then I get a call about a week later from the FBI, and I thought, this has to be a joke. But it was an FBI agent here in Hawaii calling me because that couple had filed a complaint stating that they had bought the property from me and that I'm refusing to let them in and that they're trying to enter their home and for the FBI to look into this. And I told the FBI agent, I said, "Is this a joke?" And what I started to do on my own was I said, "Those are not the owners at all. And I don't know why you're even entertaining this." And he said, "Well, it was a complaint, so we're just following up. And if I could meet with him." I hung up the phone and played my own FBI agent, and I actually started Googling their names with my broker. And women, we don't need the FBI, right? We know how to navigate to find anything, which is why a woman probably found Osama bin Laden, right? It's like we're on a mission, we're going to get to it, right? And my broker and I had found that this couple was from California, recently moved here to Hawaii, and they had a criminal rap sheet for decades that they, and on some of those charges is exactly what they were trying to do. There were squatters, home robberies, all of it. So I got all of that information, went to the FBI office, sat down with that agent, gave that to him, and I just was just completely baffled. He handled it with them, but it was shocking that the FBI, which we all know would know that they're career criminals and not even entertain that. So what I did was that I kind of freaked out and told, the security because I didn't want them breaking into that subdivision. And anyone that knows Hawaii, it's a, several islands, but it's a small town. At the end of the day, we all know each other, which is great, and take care of each other. And then I just went to the real estate community, and this couple had been doing that to several other agents. But to escalate it to get the FBI involved was just mind-boggling and such a crazy story that I'll never forget that. And we ended up finding out they were homeless, drug addicts, and they were on the beach surfing on Zillow and found my listing. And
Wow.
just went on about this story of really trying to get into this estate. Yeah, it was, yeah, an interesting, crazy story. But yeah, first time I've ever dealt with the FBI.
Wow. What was your takeaway from this? Like,
My takeaway was a little interested of why the FBI, the police department or any type of law enforcement would know, hey, these people are career criminals and let's not take this complaint and maybe turn around and look into them. But yeah,
yeah.
it's amazing. I kind of felt like I was guilty and had to be proven innocent that no, Mr. FBI agent, you cannot sell a home on an iPad at an open house and no. These are all the legal documents. This is the owner. Did you want to set up a call? It was just it really opened my eyes, but yeah, it was crazy. And so I went turned around and yeah, told the announced it at the real estate community on the island, and they had weren't very smart. They were trying to do that to other agents. So we kind of, nipped that in the butt. But yeah, it was we all laughed about it at the end, but it was interesting.
Wow. I think it's awesome that you were able to reach out to the community and to, like, build that net of
Right.
people to help each other out, to not be scammed like that.
These, career scammers, right? And yeah, they probably did this throughout California, it seemed like it. And then they moved to the Hawaii thinking we don't all, communicate. We're not all related, which we are to each other. And, we all grow up together. I always explain Hawaii is one big small town. And Coconut Wireless gets around quickly because we know we're, islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and we need to protect each other. And so that's what I do love about Hawaii is the community and in business and even personally, we all take care of each other. So that was great. If I was in a big city in the US, probably they would, couldn't care less, but at least in Hawaii, they kind of took it serious and we all, watched out for each other.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Leyland, tell us about who you serve and how can those people find you?
My name is Lailan Bento. I'm born and raised here in Hawaii. I co-founded Hawaii Development Group, which is a real estate company. We handle developments, general real estate, and also we just started a consulting company for developers entering Hawaii. So if you are looking to buy or sell real estate in Hawaii, just go ahead and give me a call. Being raised here in Hawaii is definitely an advantage in real estate, understanding the islands, government, land use, purchasing. So go ahead and reach out to me with any questions that you folks have about, buying or selling in this state in Hawaii, and I can go ahead and help you, or any of the agents in my company can go ahead and help you as well.
How can people find you?
I have social media in my social media is at Lailan Bento, or I do have a website. It's LailanBento.com or HawaiiDevelopmentGroup.com is the company. And then my cell phone is 808-936-1800.
Perfect. So, you can learn more about what. Well, actually, thank you so much, Lyon, for being here today and for coming and sharing your story about that time when the FBI contacted you about squatters.
Yes.
You can learn more about what Lyon does by visiting lylanbento.com or finding her at her social media, Lyon Bento, or going to hawaiidevelopmentgroup.com. Yeah?
Yes,
Or give her
absolutely.
a call,
Yeah.
808-936-1800.
Yes. Perfect.
Yay.
Thank you.
If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. And if you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. And once again, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.